Canadian Eugenie Bouchard is 20 years old. She has a crush on Justin Bieber, and she enjoys snacking on baby food. But she's also the eighth best female tennis player in the world. Susan Dominus penned a profile of Bouchard for this Sunday's New York Times Magazine. Susan, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you so much for having me.
The U.S. Open begins Monday in New York. What are the expectations at the tournament for Jeannie Bouchard?
I think people don't know exactly what to expect, to be honest. You know, she made it to the finals of Wimbledon, and she's been in a couple of smaller tournaments since then and has not been nearly so successful. So there's obviously some real variability in her game. I think everybody thinks she's certainly in the running and that she has the potential to do very well, depending on how things shake down and against whom she's playing.
Bouchard's good looks and long blonde hair have caused some people to confuse her with Maria Sharapova, and at times she's followed by a group of Australians who call themselves Jeannie's Army, even though she's Canadian. So is it safe to say that Bouchard also has a lot of marketing potential?
I think it's safe to say. I mean, when you think about the Grand Slams, right, three of them are English-speaking, one of them is French-speaking. She is, you know, really the only player around on the women's side who's practically a native speaker in both, and she's very well-spoken, and she's incredibly photogenic. I mean, it's quite a powerful combination, and as I say in the piece, she could sort of get by on her potential alone for a very long time because I think people don't expect women to really play at the top of their game until their mid-20s.
Bouchard's support team seems obsessed with the 1% advantage. What do they do to make sure their star is in the best possible position to win?
Well, they work on every shot, but as I wrote in the piece, I mean, there's all sorts of things that they do just to make sure that little advantage doesn't elude her. You know, everything from making sure that her trainer is the one who carries her tennis bag to the court to really thinking through how to handle the situation if a ball boy on the opponent's side is a little faster with the water or faster with the umbrella providing shade, that kind of thing. I think the idea is that when you're talking about the top 10 female players in the world, the differences among them can be somewhat marginal, so you really have to eke out every kind of advantage, even if it's just psychological and you're convincing yourself that this umbrella shade will make a difference. That, too, is an advantage.
Well, what do you do, though, if the guy with the umbrella is faster on the opponent's side? Say, excuse me, to the umpire, we need to switch umbrella boys here.
I think it's the idea is that maybe at the outset of a match, you very politely approach the ball boy and say, you know, here's what I'd really love. I'd like the ball girl. You know, I'd really love the bag of ice on my neck immediately during a changeover. Or it's, you know, very important to me that the umbrella be open right away, that kind of thing.
Hmm. Jeannie Bouchard has a twin named Beatrice who plays an important role in your story. What was it about the family dynamic that so interested you?
Well, I have fraternal twins myself, so it was fascinating to me to see that here are two young women who obviously, as their mother puts it, you know, she put them on the same schedule, they slept in the same crib for many months, they ate the same food, and yet one turned out to be an incredibly driven athlete, and the other one has a little bit more, let's say, joie de vivre, you know, and is a little bit more fun-loving. Everything is different about them from their texting style to the way they spend their time and how they think about their futures.
Susan, we don't have a lot of time, but I can't leave people hanging. Please explain why the eighth best women's tennis player in the world still eats baby food.
Only Jeannie can explain that. I think her sister does, too, actually. Who knows? I mean, when you're training to be a professional athlete, you know, you're sort of propelled into very high-pressure adult situations at a very young age, and maybe there's a part of her that wanted to cling to aspects of childhood. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she just thinks it tastes good. It's not that different from applesauce, right? You know?
Susan Dominus is a staff writer for the New York Times Magazine. Susan, thank you very much for joining me.
It's my pleasure. Take care.